The Bureau of Meteorology's radar showed red and black in parts as the system moved across southern Queensland to the coast, but it wasn't clear until today what damage had occurred. Vegetable farmers on the Granite Belt are assessing their paddocks after a severe storm swept through, and a narrow line of intense storm cells produced hail the size of golf balls, hitting crops that were close to harvest. Vegetable grower Tim Haslett says hail netting was damaged, as was his garden, and wildlife weren't spared either.
I found two dead galahs there yesterday afternoon, so the hail was big enough to knock them out. Mostly superficial damage to the garden, I guess. But our crops in the paddocks all seem to miss some major hailstorms, so we're lucky there.
Have you heard about other crops? I think your home farm's being leased out at the moment. Was there damage there?
Yes, it's being leased out at the moment. It's cauliflowers that are about a month off being ready there that don't look so good anymore. But with hailstorms, you go away for a few days and come back before you make a real assessment of the damage, because they always look terrible just after the storm. Our home farm, we're not actually farming stuff at the moment, but we've got our nursery there. We're growing our baby plants. It got a pretty bad pasting. The hail letting did its job over the nursery, but the hail letting all needs replacing, so it's a fair expense. It has to be paid for at some stage.
Oh, it is expensive. How expensive is it a metre?
I have no idea. I haven't looked into that yet. Job for when I'm in a good mood.
Rugby Farms grows a lot of vegetables on the Granite Belt. Its southeast Queensland farm manager, Dwayne Leo, says their cauliflower patch was hardest hit.
There'll be some that we'll have to just chop straight in and won't survive. That's tailstorm. And then lettuce and broccoli and a cabbage are probably hit for the next 2 or 3 weeks. We'll struggle to cut anything, but after that we should be right to start again. Yeah, I haven't seen it this bad before in this district. It's come pretty quick, and yeah, as big as golf balls just did most of the damage within the 5 or 10 minute period.
Another narrow storm in the same system hit a dairy farm on the outskirts of Toowoomba, and while there was only pea-sized hail, it was the strong winds that ripped iron off sheds and trees out of the ground. Barry Heineman says power was still out at his property earlier this morning near Charlton. He said he had to use a tractor to power a generator to help him milk his cows. He says he's never seen anything like it and took me on a farm tour to survey the damage.
All of a sudden it just came out of nowhere. It started off with just a little bit of rain, then the wind got up and blew and hail and more wind, and it's just terrific.
Just behind us here there's a fig tree and it's down?
There's trees down everywhere, blowing clean out the ground down the back of the dairy there.
Let's go and have a look. I'm just looking across there at the shed. There's bits of iron peeled off like it's a tin of sardines.
Shed's 60 foot long. There'd be 50 foot of the roof gone on this one side. And another shed over here, the whole roof's gone on it. And you can't even find the roof. It's nowhere to be found.
So it's obviously paddocks and paddocks away, you think?
Yeah, well, it could be. It could be in Toowoomba for all I know. And the windmill got damaged too. It's got to be repaired.
Another tree here.
Nothing of the trees left. I don't think they'll ever survive.
You wouldn't want to be under that one.
Ah, well, the one down further is worse still.
Yeah, I see, that's no good at all. And you said earlier, no livestock damaged?
No livestock damage. They must have been away from the trees.
That was just luck. We're moving around here. Where do you think the biggest... I mean, obviously these trees are down, and there's one over there, looks like. Has it been ripped clean out of the ground?
It's been ripped out the ground. The sign on top of me, round bales of hay. I'll just have to answer this phone.
Yeah. He's a busy man. He's got to talk to all sorts of people to come and help him clean up.
Sorry, Arlie, this is insurance on the line here.
No worries. I'll let you keep going, Barry. But as Barry's sorting out some of his insurance, when an assessor can indeed come, I'm just going round the other side of where the dairy is, and the branches are just strewn. I'm sort of standing parallel to O'Mara's Road, and there is a lot of damage. And Barry Heineman said that the power is still out, although I see crews now working on power lines. Barry Heineman, hopefully those insurance assessors will be out soon.
In the next 24 hours, they tell me.
Oh, that's good. Now, that hum you can hear behind us, your tractor.
That's the tractor working the generator to cool the milk down.
See, your dairy's very new, so no harm to it.
No harm to it.
But looking back across, is there more damage over where your pigs are?
The pigs' thighs are all right, but the truck shed's lost its whole roof, and the shed beside it's lost all its roof, and there's no sign of the roof.
So have you ever seen something like this before?
No, it's the worst storm I've ever seen in my whole time of being here. I've never seen wind like it. It was so destructive. The rain was just going sideways.